I was surprised to read that 90% of all the humans who have ever lived are alive right now. The population of planet Earth, when did it reach its first billion? About the year 1840. Roughly about 10 billion humans who have ever lived ever, including the millennial reign of Christ. If 25% of those were saved, why do I say 25%? Remember in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus told a parable? He said, "Behold, and there was a guy with a satchel, a sack, and inside of it was the seeds. There was only 25% took it in, stuck to it, to the point that they bore fruit." If 25% of 10 million people, that's 2.25 billion. Let's round it up to 3 billion. In these measurements, 12 levels, 1,500 miles around a side, did you know that in the New Jerusalem, all of us people will have 1 square mile to ourselves? Potentially, not only this way, but what? This way as well. That works out to be 640 acres apiece. Woohoo! Dr. Henry Morris, he is way more conservative. He basically says, "I'm going to count on 100 billion people in the New Jerusalem." Sorry, then you only have 75 acres to yourself. You know, so there I am on my land. I'm on my 75 acres or my 640 acres. Jesus tells us, "We see now through a glass darkly, but when we see him then face to face, we will know as we are known." How well does Jesus know us? Everything about us. I love my wife, I really do. You notice she's not too tough to look at. There's no other place that I would rather be on any given occasion than with my wife or with my family. And we've been through a lot of stuff, like a lot of you have. We've learned about each other. Can you imagine 60 years of a process of really learning the peccadilloes and still being in love and commitment? Can you imagine the affinity and connection two human hearts might have after a long marriage? In heaven, you're going to have that kind of intimate, complete knowledge. Take out all the Dr. Phil weirdnesses and codependencies, and you're going to have that sense of feeling and connection with every other believer in heaven with you. Can you imagine? Did you guys like the chill in the air yesterday? We like it now. I'll ask you again in February. But for now, you got your coat on and the trees are ablaze with fall colors and rustling across the ground. And then the fresh scrubbed feeling having rained here. And I'm driving home. I know Papa Murphy's is waiting for me. And my wife and my kids. And this wonderful warm feeling of hearth and home. If I'm sitting in the middle of my 640 acres, I don't think that's where I'm going to stay. I'm going to come to your house. Let's hang out. Even though all of this land potentially is with us all, I don't think we're going to stay on our little homestead on the Ponderosa. Back to verse 17 again. Then he measured its wall, 144 cubits. It's about 220 feet high. So evidently there's a wall, but then the city is inside and rises well above the wall, according to the measure of a man, that is an angel. Verse 18, the construction of the wall was of jasper. So these are diamond walls, if you will, clear walls. Are they an actual gem? It very well could be. It is my personal opinion that John is trying to describe, really, the indescribable. It may be an actual gem of that size all the way around. Nothing's too hard for God. I don't know that it's an actual gem so much as it is a description of light itself. And the city was of pure gold, like clear glass. And again, people say, wait a minute. Gold is opaque. You can't see through it. And I've heard pastors say, oh, you can beat gold thin enough that you can see through it. But I don't know that it's literal gold. It could be. Or what if that's the color? We'll see when we get there. Verse 19. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was of jasper. Would you make your way over to Psalm 19? Psalm 19. Written by King David 1,000 years before Jesus. The heavens declare, that word in Hebrew, literally translated, is enumerate. Enumerate. The heavens are enumerating something. The glory of God. And the firmament shows his handiwork. Firmament from the book of Genesis lets us know that it's not just the land, as it were, that we stand on. But the firmament really is that whole biosphere where humans live. In other words, the firmament could include the observance of the stars themselves. Watch. Verse 2. Day unto day they utter speech. In the Jewish understanding, when does the day begin? At evening, if the Jewish calendar is observed. So really, evening upon evening, so to speak. And night into night reveals knowledge. Verse 3. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Verse 4. Their words, says RSV, their line, says our New King James, has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them, he has set a tabernacle for the sun. What is he talking about? He's talking about the stars. Let's dim our lights here. First slide. This is the Beth Alpha Synagogue. On Earth, about the year 1929, on the north slopes of Mount Gilboa. It's a place called Beit She'an in Israel. In 1983, I was in Israel, and we were following our guide. She showed us this. And what was interesting to me was what was on the floor, a mosaic from the 500s AD. Let's zoom in. Go ahead. Here is what is on that floor. And I remember as a relatively new Christian going, hey, that's the zodiac. What are the Jews monkeying around with the zodiac for? I thought the zodiac was occultic. The zodiac is. As the earth moves around the sun each year, 12 constellations that parade themselves. The Jews knew that. They called it the Maseroth. And in fact, Josephus said that the Maseroth was given to Adam, Seth, and Enoch in Genesis 5, a preacher of righteousness in Jude chapter 1, quote, that their revelation of two coming judgments, one of water and one of fire, be not lost. God gave the names of the stars. The psalmist tells us that as well. Who named all the stars? What's the answer? NASA. God did. If you do a careful study, and I'm going to provide a nice bibliography at the end of this little exercise here, it's fascinating that the most ancient cultures, if not the same, they have very similar names for the same constellations. Have you ever looked up and said, okay, I'm a Libra? And you're like, okay, where's my Libra? There it is. The constellations are not named because of how they appear. They are named because of the stars that are contained in them. Next slide. There is the various constellations. Can you see the path of the sun? There they are. Virgo, Leo, Cancer, Gemini, Taurus, Aries, Pisces. Next slide. Because the zodiac was a perversion of the Babylonians, it's kind of like the devil said, we can't have them broadcasting the gospel. So what does he do? He jumps in and perverts it into the current occultic practice of horoscopes. Horoscopes we are not supposed to have anything to do with. The zodiac, Aries, begins the cycle. In the Maseroth, it's Virgo. Virgo is another word for what, everybody? A virgin. The Alpha star, the brightest star in the constellation, Spica. In Hebrew, Tzemek, which means branch, and some verses as you can see. There are three smaller constellations that are connected or within close proximity of Virgo. Is Coma, the desired one, and a verse. Centaurus, the despised. Bootes, which always makes my kids chuckle. The coming one. It's associated with the tribe of Zebulun. Zebulun is the region where the city of Nazareth resides. Jesus wasn't born in Nazareth. He was born in Bethlehem, but where was he raised? Libra is next. It's the balances. It's from the Latin Libra, which means to weigh out. Hebrew, it's Matzah-Enaim, the scale, the weighing. Arabic, Al-Zubina, means purchased or redemption. The station of propitiation. Check out our study in the book of Romans. The brightest star, Zubin al-Ganubi, price deficient, clank on one side. The beta star, Zubin al-Khamali, the price that covers, clank. And the gamma star, third brightest, is Zubin al-Akhrab, the price of the conflict. What are the three minor constellations? The crux. How do you say crux in English? The cross. What was it that balanced out a price deficient with a price paid? What balanced that? The cross. Lupus, the victim slain. Egyptian, Sura, meaning the lamb slain. Corona, the crown bestowed. It is attributed to the tribe of Levi. Here's Scorpio. These will be on the website if you want to study them in more detail. Next, Sagittarius. In the interest of time, we can't go into them all. Next is Capricorn, Aquarius, then Pisces, Aries. We're going to have to stop here for just a minute. Aries. Hebrew for Aries is Tila, meaning the lamb. It was the Romans who changed the lamb into a what? Ram, that most of that astrological sign is familiar with. The smaller decans, Cassiopeia, means the freed, Cetus, from the monster, the stars, Menkar, the enemy bound, Mira, the rebel, Diphta, overthrown, Perseus, the breaker. Perseus carries a sword to break the chains of Andromeda, the bound. In his other hand, he carries Rosh, Satan, the head of the adversary. Is anybody getting goosebumps at all? If you know the names of the stars, then you can put together that God will begin with a virgin who gives birth. Going to offset a price deficient by a price paid with a cross. Taurus, the ox, a servant king. Gemini, the twins, idea of united. Cancer, the crab. Hebrew, tegmin, the fold. The place of holding, kansur in Arabic. The decans, Ursa Major, the bear. The alpha stars, Dubhe, the herd. The Greek word for bear is dob. Greeks mistook this sign of herd for a bear. Ursa Minor, the lesser bear, the sheepfold. 24 stars in these two decans circling the pole star. Check out your Revelation 4 verse 4. Associated with the tribe of Issachar. Finally, Leo. The alpha star, the brightest star in the heavens, is the star Regulus. Through the names of the stars, there is an enemy holding the sheepfold, delaying their access. And as the consur is moving toward the virgin, remember Revelation 12, how the devil is waiting before the woman before she gives birth to snap up the child? Concert is a picture of that. Going after the virgin. But who's standing in the way? The lion of the tribe of Judah. Dude, that's in the stars. If you know the names. Verse 19. The foundations of the wall were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. Here we go. The first foundation was jasper. Jasper was clear as diamond. It's associated with the tribe of Simeon. And it is associated with Pisces, the Mezerah. The second was sapphire. Sapphire is blue, opaque, with gold specks. It's associated with the tribe of Reuben, Aquarius. The third is chalcedony. Is this what agate is called in Exodus 28? Because remember, the high priest wore a breastplate. And how many stones were on the breastplate? 12. Four rows of three. These stones had a predominant color. That color was adopted in the flag, the standard, if you will, of each of the tribes. So when he wore the breastplate over his heart, what he was really saying was the 12 tribes of Israel. Their corresponding colors were adopted in their standard or their flag, also associated with each of the 12 signs of the Mezerah. Chalcedony, greenish, associated with Naphtali and the constellation of Capricorn. The fourth was emerald. That's easy. That's green. Associated with Asher, Sagittarius. The fifth is sardonyx or onyx, red and white layers. Associated with Dan, Scorpio. The sixth is Sardis, fiery red, associated with Levi or Libra. The seventh was chrysolite, golden yellow, similar to topaz, associated, however, with Zebulun and the constellation Virgo. The eighth is beryl, sea green, Judah, and Leo. The ninth was topaz, greenish yellow, associated with Issachar and the constellation Cancer. The tenth, chrysophrase, golden green, potentially the turquoise of Exodus 28:18, we don't know, but associated with Benjamin and the constellation Gemini. The 11th was hyacinth, violet hyacinth, associated with Joseph and the constellation Taurus. And the 12th was amethyst, purple typically, associated with Gad and Aries. Why does the book of Revelation line these up in this order? The answer is, I don't know for sure, but I want you to notice something. Hit the go button. Notice that is the Mezerah in reverse. As they march across year to year across the sky this way, the book of Revelation mentions the same, but in a reverse order of the constellation's progression. And for many, many years, I had no idea why that would be. Lord, what does this mean? I know it means something. And I don't know if it was the pizza that I ate, you know, the Papa Murphy's thing. I felt my spirit. Reflections are always backwards. The glory of God, says Psalm 19, marching across the sky. The earth, in the form of these multicolored foundations, is a reflection, as it were, of what's parading across the sky, if you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think I'm done. Let's all stand. Wow. Lights up if you would. Would you pray with me? I love your word, my precious Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you tapped in 1980 this self-styled scholar. I wasn't really a scholar. I thought I was so smart. You can't trust the Bible. It's been translated so many times by humans. There's no way it's God. What it is really a compilation written by men. I pray that you have been blown away again by God's word. There is no way humans can come up with stuff like this. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, O Lord, that I might not sin against thee. And Father, there it is, in the New Jerusalem. Finally, that prayer will find its fulfillment. The New Jerusalem, by virtue of its colors, literally will reflect the glory of the heavens. As we'll see next week, Jesus is the light bulb. There's no sun, there's no moon, there's no need for it, and there's reasons for that. But Lord, this morning I pray that I've done as best I know how to do to show folks some stuff that maybe they hadn't considered. By your Spirit, would you just squash all of my short-sighted excuses? The real reason I don't follow Christ, it's not an intellectual problem. The real reason? That light has come into the world. And men rejected the light because their deeds were evil. We would rather hold on to our sin, truth be known. And loved one, I pray that you are seeing that one day the great white throne judgment of Jesus Christ is coming. And your books are going to be opened. You thought you got away with all that stuff. It's cataloged. And soon and very soon it's going to be open and everybody's going to see it. Unless you give your heart to Jesus. His death on the cross, what was that? That was a substitutionary innocent death for your and my sin. That's a fact of history. Here's another fact of history as real as who won last year's Super Bowl. That Jesus Christ was dead and everybody knew it. And 3 days later, he rose. The entire Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, count on the fact you will go and ask these eyewitnesses themselves. And they'll tell you the same. We saw him beaten and brutalized, slain and dead, and then I personally saw him walking around 3 days later. Every other religion in the world, you're going to have to take the founder's word for it. Biblical Christianity is the only mechanism known in the universe where God came down to my level and rescued me from myself and my sin. And if you haven't given your heart to Jesus, do you know that you will find yourself descending into the lake of fire? Sorry, it's not fashionable. Sorry that I may offend some sinners, but with great respect and great love, I hope so. Better you are uneasy now while you still have the ability to choose, rather than be uneasy one day as you descend into everlasting torment and separation from God. Oh, loved one, please hear the gentle knocking of the Holy Spirit on the door of your life. Give him your life. If you'll let him, he'll take those books that were written against us and throw it as far as the east is from the west. Christians praying. Steve, you're giving a lot of altar calls these days. Let it come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, and pour out among your precious kids. There are some people that are still digging their heels in. I pray in Jesus' precious name, come, Holy Spirit, and let them see that the heavens declare the glory of God. The gospel is fairly being shouted from the constellations. But ESPN and cable television has largely taken their place. We don't give the heavens a lot of thought because the devil is very successful in getting our minds off of what's important. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, let salvation come to this place. If that's you, you need to get your hand up and say, I want salvation this morning. Lift your hand up and say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you all that I am. Please save me and forgive me. I want to be where you are in the New Jerusalem. Please save me today because I am a sinner. Also unfashionable in today's church. Father, see these hands, I pray, and hear these hearts. bring salvation to everyone. And Lord, may we all live a little more sober-minded at the fact that you're not so much concerned with our current convenience as you are with our eternal condition. So Lord, help me to stop squeaking and complaining when you let the squeeze of your holy hug crowd me so that I'll hit my knees, Lord. Grab your word and word worship and prayer and fellowship. In Jesus' name, and everybody say, amen. Amen.